Hey guys, girls, gamers, nerds alike, and those who found this podcast by mistake, welcome to the show.
Here we look at games old and new, from character designs all the way to gameplay. It's all here from dusty cartridges
to broken discs. We take you through all the games that you love growing up with, as well as the games you play today. He's Big Dave.
And he's Glenn.
And he's Adam. Before we get into it, if you like the show, remember to like, comment, and smack that trigger finger on the subscribe button. With that, clean that disc, pick up the controller, hit the power button, and start this week's episode. So yes, this week we are looking at Assassin's Creed. So we've done older games. We thought, let's move it ahead. Let's get to sort of the newer consoles. Now, Assassin's Creed, guys, I usually ask you guys, what are your memories of a particular game? I'm going to start with me this week because I'm the Assassin's Creed fan. I've got the Apple of Eden. I've got it tattooed on me. You can't even see because of how I twist. That's just fucking, yeah, there you go. It's all over the show, you know. I've got figures left, right, and center from all the Assassin's Creed games. I have to say it's probably my all-time favorite franchise of games. Now, going off you guys, I know you guys have played the games and you're fans. You might not be as big as a fan of as I am. But Dave, I know we used to talk quite a lot about when the new Assassins were coming out. Sort of, what's your opinion on the games at the moment?
I mean, to be honest, one of my favourite ones was like the Black Flag ones, you know, the pirate, you know, I was a big fan of like pirate stories and things like that. That was literally one of my favourite games, that one, like of the series.
Yeah.
I quite enjoyed Rogue as well.
Like, Rogue's
I know,
really,
I know that's what not one of the most popular ones.
Yeah.
But actually, again, it's still branching
it,
off from
it the kept pirate, within that pirate like, thing, didn't it? Yeah.
Realm, so I did really like that one as well. And you've got the what was the most recent one when it's in like
when it's changed its style.
Yeah.
So Assassin's Creed Origins.
Origins is really quite good. I quite enjoyed that one.
They were really good actually.
Is Origins the one where you could climb the giant statue and see its massive penis?
Oh yeah,
well. You can do it on that one, but you can also do it on Odyssey.
I love how that's the one of the main things you remember.
That's the reason I played the game.
Dangling from some nuts.
No, if you do it on Assassin's Creed Odyssey, on the first island you're at, honestly, it's just this like naked statue. If you climb up it and hang from its testicles, it goes, I shouldn't be here.
Wait, the statue says that.
No. The assassin. No, you shouldn't be. Character. Yeah, you're going, I shouldn't be here. No, you really fucking shouldn't, mate. Get off. Adam, what about you, sort of assassins?
So obviously there's about fucking 900 million Assassin's Creed games. For me, the first one was like, it was groundbreaking. Like, it was just a brand new style of game. From what I've heard, it was because I was very much into Prince of Persia at the time. Yes. And it's supposed to be like the next thing, the next version of that, why I started playing it. Obviously, it was pretty incredible. It was next level, like just being able to play basically an open world style game, like of that size. And I played the second one, but then I kind of went off it a little bit because it was just the same for me. In my opinion, it was just the same thing, different style. And then when it got to Brotherhood, I still bought it just to see what it was about. But that was pretty much when I lost interest in Assassin's Creed.
I wasn't a fan of Brotherhood.
I had a little touch on Black Flag because I got it for free actually on Game Pass.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Game Pass, Games with Gold came on free on that. So I actually had a little dabble on that. And then again, like, I just wasn't that interested until Valhalla.
I love Valhalla.
Valhalla is so good. So fucking good. Like, people might have heard from, I don't know if we've spoken about it on here or on
we have mentioned
Dreamers,
but I
love stuff to do with Vikings. And obviously the series on Amazon of Vikings have just finished.
Yeah,
and then this came out, and I was just absolutely pumped for it, and it's lived up to the hype, and it's just been fucking mint. It's actually become one of my all-time favorite games now, actually.
It is great. I mean, as you said there, you touched on sort of Assassin's Creed being very sort of like marketed as the new Prince of Persia. It actually did start life as a Prince of Persia reboot. So obviously we had the original three that, well, they weren't the original three. Either way, Prince of Persia has been a reboot. So you had the three that were on the newer, like PS2 and things like that. And we had Sands of Time and Warrior Within and things like that. And then they did the one that was for like a tie into the film, or it was similar to what the film was meant to be. And then with the PS3, they did the cel shaded one. But obviously they were going to reboot Prince of Persia from that point. But when the developer who was put in charge of doing Prince of Persia, the reboot, started researching, they wanted to find something that was a bit more realistic. This person really enjoyed history. Now, I can't remember the name for the life of me, but I do know there was a bit of kerfuffle at Ubisoft and he was let go due to, I believe there was an affair going on. So, but I didn't research too much into that because it's got nothing to do with the game.
Did Man Hancock used to work there?
maybe.
Getting political now.
And it was like, I'm just going to sit my head. but no, they were doing research and they wanted to keep it as realistic as possible. So they wanted to choose like a real area to work with. So they started doing some research and they ended up at sort of like the 12th century. And that's when he started doing the research and learned about the assassin. Hashashin. I can't even say it properly, but yeah. during the 12th century, who would do over-the-top assassinations to make a point to their enemies. So this is all real. This wasn't to do with the game. This, at the point in history, is a real thing. And it was all happened in Masyaf. I can't even say that place either. I'm butchering names left, right, and centre today.
People are going to hate you in the comments.
We
can see you reading off the screen as well.
Glenn. Yes. I need to roll my nose. I need to look.
You used to be able to get away with it on the podcast.
I know, yeah.
There was no video, but now we can see your eyes.
I don't have a printer. I can't hold the script here. That's what they went for. They went for something that was a bit more realistic. And I mean, that the whole realistic thing has gone out of the window now of Assassin's Creed, because I remember when they were sort of designing the first one, someone says something, because in the trailer for it, he has a crossbow on his back, Altair, and then people started kicking off going, oh, that's not realistic. The crossbow wasn't around in the 12th century. Now you can ride on fucking dragons in the game.
One minute. So... He wanted it, so it was supposed to be a completely realistic game, but you could go to the top of a building and dive into a haystack and everything would be absolutely fine.
Yes.
And no one cared about that. Everyone thought that was completely fine.
Yeah.
It restarted that craze of like the whole, you know, free running thing.
The parkour thing restarted because of Assassin's Creed.
Well, you had other games like Mirror's Edge and things like that, which were getting big at the time, you know.
Like Glenn was saying, it came from Prince of Persia. That's what Prince of Persia was, wasn't it?
It was a free roaming kind of, you had to do some parkour in it, like war running and stuff like that.
Puzzle. It was like a puzzle game as well, wasn't it?
I mean, with the touching on the like mythology and all that stuff, I mean, that was one of the things that I really liked from like the later games, really, like you say, Origins and things like that. When if you see like some of the DLC stuff you can get, when you're fighting like the mummies, you're fighting, you're like the gods, like Anubis and things that. It's really pretty cool.
It is, it did take a massive step out of that realism and into something else.
But they had to do this because it was losing traction with people, because you probably don't want to hear it, but it was just the same game
I think you put it well in the beginning, because like you say, you kind of lost interest from saying game, because those three first games were very similar, like you say. Well, you had that, like the whole
I understand
touching on the whole like Templar thing and
yeah yeah
stuff like that. I mean, that is very interesting, and it
I understand because cool, they had a winning formula, so they went with it. Like, why if it's not broke, don't fix it. Like,
exactly. Yeah. Well, that was the thing with the first one. It, you know, it got slated. It really did, because after a while, the side missions and everything else was the same. It was so repetitive that it just it had a great formula,
but it had to be because it was such. They tried to make such a big game for a console that couldn't handle it.
Mm.
Like, so unfortunately, if you wanted to be able to play in this giant game,
you had to
cut back on some things.
Oh yeah, but that's where they changed everything. They listened to what people were saying about the game, and I have to say, can we all admit at least Assassin's Creed 2?
It took them 10 years to listen.
Well, yeah, Assassin's Creed 2 though is probably one of the best.
That's the one that got me into the series. Honestly, to this day, I've only played number one, like probably halfway through.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever finished it, to be honest. Literally, number two was the one that really got me into it. And then I went back to number one and, like you say, got halfway through it. And
the story of Ezio across the three games, obviously you had Assassin's Creed 2. Obviously, you guys said that you sort of lost interest around about Brotherhood, but it went from Brotherhood to Revelations. The collection of games for Ezio, for me, was one of the biggest things I've seen in gaming wise. I mean, you grew up again with this character. You know, you had him for 3 years, because at this point, after Assassin's Creed 2, they started launching him yearly, with a yearly franchise, which that in itself is a great feat for what they did on the games. It wasn't like they do with Call of Duty, where it's just literally copy and paste the exact same stuff and just put a new skin on top of it. You know, they
but that's why they were all so same, you know, because
a lot of that, yeah. So I think that's why when we get to the likes of Assassin's Creed Unity, which any fan that still played the game at that point and got to Unity will say that was a massive fuck up. It just didn't work. They tried to do this online multiplayer where you could work together. That never worked. But I will say, though, the one thing with Unity is it's probably, and still now, the best-looking Assassin's Creed game. Visually, it was amazing. The execution of the game, I think they tried to put too much into it, which caused it to be extremely buggy, which caused so many problems. But going off what you guys have said as well about the newer ones to the older ones, how do you feel the departure from the stealth rooftop play to this new RPG style? How you finding it?
I prefer it.
I tell you what, I think it's been that breath of fresh air that the game's needed.
I don't have the patience to be a stealthy person. In the game. I just want to run in and fuck you up. Yeah. In Valhalla, I've pretty much not done any stealth. It's just been running and fucking fight everyone.
Kill him, leave.
That was the same. That's why I like Black Flag so much. Is literally I've got a pirate ship and I've got cannons. I can blow shit up.
I don't care about you. I'm just gonna do what I want.
Yeah, but pretty much that is it. You can just literally go in. I mean, anyone can play. It doesn't really matter. Well, obviously, you know, your skill level or whatever. You can just go in, play the game, and it's just really straightforward.
See, with Black Flag and things like that, I loved the naval combat. I think it was so much fun.
Yeah,
I do. I think it's one of the great things that with each new Assassin's Creed, they try something different every time. Mm-hmm. And when they find that thing that works, they will carry it over into the next one. Like, they started off the naval missions with Assassin's Creed 3, which, to be fair, was probably the best part of Assassin's Creed 3. That and the fact you can climb trees now, that was nice. That was a nice little touch. But the fact that you could, you know, you had these naval missions, they weren't predominant in 3, and that's why they made Black Flag. And Black Flag relied on you sailing from location to location. Mm. And you could just have random ship battles in the sea. And I loved it. I just thought it was so much fun.
Great.
I think I spent more time at sea singing sea shanties than playing the game.
Sea shanties, yeah, brilliant.
But you'd skip through till you find one that, you know, you go, what do you do with a drunken sailor? Yeah. Sort of like the Star Wars cantina scene in Family Guy. We take requests, play the same song. Yeah. That's what I was doing as I was sailing along. But yeah, I mean, it's changed drastically. Now, a lot of our episodes at the moment and a lot of the games that we're talking about, majority of them might have had a film made about them. Did you see the Assassin's Creed movie?
Oh, don't get me
started.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
I actually went to cinema to watch it as well.
I went to cinemas to watch it and... Yeah.
The sad thing is, I'm like, I am a fan of, what's it, Fassbender?
Michael Fassbender.
He's a good actor, but why? Why did you go in that film?
They didn't do too well with the film. They kept some of the aspects of what we liked, but it really didn't stick with what we liked. The Animus was completely different. I mean, that was a big thing for everyone wanted to see the Animus, the real Animus, the way it was. That's, you know, let's face it, the Animus is a character in the game no matter what. You know, it's in every game and you need that to play the game. I think the game, the film completely missed everything that the game was about.
It was awful. It was
really I mean, I'm hoping that they can rectify this with the Netflix series that's coming out, which will be great to see.
I think they will, because the problem with the film, and it's the same with all the films, like when you try and make a book or a game into a film, they try to do too much in one film.
It ruins it.
Yeah, they need to do at least two or three films of it. They need to build the story up.
Yeah,
and they don't do that. Whereas when they do the season now, the series, it allowed them to build a storyline and build the characters up slower.
Yeah. Well, it's the same with the games, because when you first start the game of any Assassin's Creed game, you don't know this character. It takes you a good, like, what, couple of hours, few missions to actually get a feel for this character, feel for this new person you're playing as, because in every game, it is somebody different. You know, and you've got to relearn who this person is. You need to know who they are. And the film completely missed that, because it jumps into a point where, well, hang on a minute, who is he? We don't know who he is. You've not told us anything. We can see him being initiated, but we've not felt anything for his character. And that's what the film lacked. And I think we saw more of the real world than we saw of inside the Animus, which was a thing the game doesn't do. It sticks you more in the Animus side of things than the real world. So they've missed a big trick there. And I think with this series is we're going to be able to develop more for this character, whoever it's going to be, because they're going to run it like the game.
Look at Witcher. They made that into a series and did it.
Yeah.
Nice and slow, and it's fucking sick. So
it is absolutely brilliant.
But I think it'll do well as a series because they can build it up slower. Films, man, they just, I think it might have been Little Dave mentioned it on the Northern Dreamers, like they're not dying, but people
are more,
and big stars are going more into series now.
They are indeed.
And series are becoming more of a thing.
Disney are doing it quite a lot at the moment with the Marvel films. I mean, majority because of the people that are in the films, and you want to watch the
thing
the film.
Is, they can, why not? But even, they could even, films are what, an hour and a half long generally? Yeah. They could make hour and a half long episodes easy without any issue and build it along, and they would make more money. They would build up a better storyline. Like, I don't understand why they don't do it.
Well, look at, without trying to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it, Loki at the moment. I mean, you know, from where that started to the very end, we've got more screen time of Tom Hiddleston than we did throughout any of the Avengers movie, any of the Thor films he was in. Yeah. And it turns out that, to be fair, he's the best part of the first two Thor films, because he is a fantastic actor. He's a great character. And this series just shows that, you know, we've had more time to build on him. We can see him. And the fact that we're getting a second season from it as well, you know, it just shows you that they've got a lot invested in this because it's working.
Marvel are the kind of the ones that almost, I wouldn't say, I don't think they started it, but I'd say they're one of the ones that kind of popularized it with building up Iron Man, building up Thor, building up Captain America. They wanted to give you a couple of films first to build the character up, so you got to know the character before they start introducing other things into it. Let it all build up, and you get to know it. And that's what's happening now with seasons, and it's.
But if they did the thing, like say with Game of Thrones, I mean, imagine them just making a Game of Thrones film. But yeah. it wouldn't work.
Exactly. It wouldn't work. That's what they tried to do with the last season. They did too much in too little amount of time, fucked it up. Because they were greedy knobheads. I've already said this. I've already ranted about them on the previous episode. They are greedy bastards who they were offered to make Star Wars, weren't they? Which is why they cut the season short. They were offered more episodes over a longer period of time, and they turned it down because they wanted to hurry up, get it finished, and get over to Disney to do the Star Wars films. But because they fucked it up so hard, not only did they ruin Game of Thrones after spending so many years getting me into it,
they then lost
the films for Star Wars because they fucked it up that much and they got that much backlash from it.
I know, that's why I'm hoping that with Assassin's Creed don't sort of go down that route. You know, they take the time with it. Assassin's Creed has been a slow burner.
Look at Marvel. Look at what Marvel are doing, and look at The Witcher on Netflix.
Yeah. As long as they do what they're doing, this can turn out to be a great series.
I mean, with the Assassin's Creed stories, they've got so much they can build on. I mean,
well, they've always said history is their playground. Exactly, they can pick anywhere.
So they can go anywhere with it.
They can do anything. Yeah. Look at all the historical figures that they can work with. Look at Assassin's Creed 2. You had Da Vinci, you know, in Brotherhood, you had, what are they called? The Borgias and stuff like that. You know, you've got all of history to play with. You've got characters left, right, and center. Even on Syndicate, where they started looking at the download content you got for that week, the story of Jack the Ripper, you know, you had Queen Victoria. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, we have got so much history that is so amazing, you know, that you can go to. Look at now the Vikings and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got on Valhalla. I tell you what, right, the whole thing with Valhalla has been amazing.
Yeah, the way you get to go to Valhalla and play as Odin.
It's so good. And you're not there. With that, though, you're not just introduced to history. There, you're introduced to mythology as well. You know, they've got, with Valhalla, I think, well, I'd say not just Valhalla, but also sort of the last two games as well, they've managed to intertwine history and mythology together quite nicely. Yeah. Like you said, Dave, before, with in Egypt, where you're fighting, you know, the gods. The way that they've said it, it's a glitch in the Animus. You know, you can go and fight these things. And then with Cassandra and Alexios in Odyssey, you know, you're there during the Peloponnesian War. And I mean, this is before all of it. And you've got, you know, Spartans and, you know, Spartans with the whole thing with, you know, the armies like that was a great moment in history, and I love that, the story of that, and especially the Peloponnesian War and, you know, the 300, all that was amazing. And actually being there to run through it, it's sort of like it is our door to history. And I'm gonna go out on a whim here and say that for most people, the Assassin's Creed games have taught me more history than I learned at school. You know, I didn't learn anything at school in history, but these games have taught me these things, and I've gone off and purposely looked into them. I mean, especially with Assassin's Creed 2, I already had a fascination with Leonardo da Vinci. I think his work's been fantastic, and he's far beyond his time.
I know we're talking about Assassin's Creed, but I thought you were going to say Leonardo DiCaprio for Assassin's Creed.
There you go. If Netflix don't cast Leonardo DiCaprio in the Assassin's Creed series, you're losing out.
Big fan of the show.
Big fan of the show. Big fan of the show.
But you're like, I'm obsessed with him.
You can hear Leonardo DiCaprio on the Northern Dreamers podcast.
We've got a disclaimer on there.
He's not really on the show. like I say, because I was fascinated with Leonardo da Vinci and actually getting to go into it and find all these little bits and roam around Italy. I love Italy. One of my all-time favorite places. And when I actually went to Venice, I couldn't help but walk around going, climb that, kill somebody there, stab somebody over there, climb that.
Do that.
I sent a video to the guys going, yeah, climb this. Pretty sure I got a platinum trophy here. Killed a guy over there.
Is that why you spent 3 years in jail?
To be fair though,
I was the same. Like you say, when you go to like Rome, when I've been to like Rome and stuff like that, I mean, that's one of my favorite places to go.
Yeah.
And I was doing the same thing when, you know, like, oh yeah, you go there and there's Assassin's Creed and stuff like that. It's the same with like Notre Dame and places like that. You know,
especially with the new
Florence
ones,
is really good for it as well. Like,
yeah.
because it looks like, you know, you're running on the rooftops and stuff. It kind of all looks...
Just standing in a square in Florence going, this is where my father died! but no, I tell you what, I do love the Assassin's Creed games. Like I say, it's inked on me. I've got all the figures. I've got the Apple of Eden. I've got Leonidas' spear behind
me. He has tried to bite it, yes.
Yeah. you know, I've got the spear from Odyssey behind me as well. And I just think that the story of Assassin's Creed is developing so much. I mean, I don't like the fact they got rid of Desmond, who was like our main lead from the original games, and how he sacrificed his life to save us all and didn't really save us all. And basically, if you fail history, you know, repeat itself sort of thing. And it's just going on with that over and over again. But I think we don't know what's coming next, although they did announce the other week a new Assassin's Creed title that they're working on, which is going to be an online one, but it's ever evolving. So it will constantly keep evolving over time and take you through history bit by bit. From the sounds of it, that's what it sounds like is going to happen.
We're going to start in the dinosaur age.
Yeah, you know, you're riding on a dinosaur with a blade, like, yeah.
But like that, what's that other, have you seen that, like, monkey one when it's like in the past or so? I can't remember what it's called.
Like, I know what you mean. It's like an ancestry one of it. Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called, but I know what you mean. Or something like that. It's like,
yeah, and you evolve your primate. You're constantly evolving.
But I think isn't it made by the people who made Assassin's Creed?
Yes, I think it's made from the same team. Yeah. but it is. That's the new thing that they're going to be looking at, is have the game that's ever evolving. Now, I suppose that would help, because it's sort of like when you look at it, World of Warcraft, when you play that, you know, you don't go out and buy a new copy of the game. You still keep your base game, just that they give you an extra add-on for it and you can do more and more and more. Now, maybe that's the route that Assassin's Creed is going to go down, is it's you get your base game and then you can just add extra bits to go through history.
As long as he release patches to like improve the gameplay and the graphics and stuff. Yeah, like that, absolutely fine. That's probably what. I'm not going to start. I'm not going to get into it. But that's what FIFA should do.
Tune in next week when Adam does his episode on FIFA. Yeah. Me and Dave might not be on the episode.
It'll just be me doing a 45-minute rant.
About the World Cup? Now you don't eat pizza anymore.
And how when me and Dave were talking about going to Italy and things like that.
It wasn't the World Cup. It was the European Championships.
But we don't know.
I know, yeah. Get it right, boy.
It'd be like the episode on the Final Fantasy episode where me and you were talking about Final Fantasy, and all the way through, Adam's just going,
yep.
That would be me and Dave on FIFA. So you kick a ball. I can do that. That's the bit I can do.
I kicked the ball once, didn't like it.
Ball. Net.
Fun.
Hooray.
Obviously, you know, a lot of people now with Assassin's Creed and it going further and further ahead, and, you know, they can pick any point in history. Dave, ideally for you, where would you like to see the series go, history-wise?
To be honest, it'll sound weird, but like the type of stuff I'm into, I'd love it to go to like a futuristic thing where it's like, you know...
Just about space, to say the exact same
thing. To be fair, because like you say, it is going down that path that they are going to end up in a future one at some point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and just like you say, it could be anything. I don't know. Yeah. Dinosaurs in space, whatever. Laser dinosaurs, whatever.
Adam, are you saying the same, or have you got?
Yeah, well, for me, it was Viking. I always see something Viking related, but they've done that now.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I'd like to see, because obviously every game is based on history. I would like to see what they can do when they haven't got anything to look at,
exactly,
and they have to come up with something unique by themselves. Exactly. I'd like to see what they can come up with.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of fans at the moment are asking for sort of like a feudal Japan style, sort of for a next.
Take it back, Japan.
Because I mean, look at the success of Ghost of Tsushima, how well has that game has done so well.
Imagine being able to be a samurai.
Exactly. That game is phenomenal. And the fact that you can run in and kill, or you can go in stealthily, you know.
I changed my mind. Fuck you. Right. So there's two. I agree with Glenn. I agree with Glenn about the samurai.
Not many people say that.
That would be absolutely poly, actually. Yeah, fuck the future. Do that. And then the other one would be I like kung fu and martial art, kung fu and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see something like based around China in that aspect, and
like, along the time of like building the Great Wall and things like that, with the war with the Mongolians.
Yeah, where you can, and like you could pick like a fighting style or something, or
yeah,
something like that.
That'd be pretty cool. Actually, being able to run up like the Great Wall of China and just sort of assassinate someone from the top of that'd be great. There you go.
Was the game. You just ran across the whole wall for hours.
From one side to the other. That
When does it end? There you are. I think Ubisoft should just hire us to start coming up with ideas for the new games. There you go.
I still agree. I think Assassin's Creed in space would be sick.
Don't get me wrong. I'd still play that. The samurai one, I think, would be absolute. That's got to be the winner.
Well, I think they listen into fans quite a lot because, like you said, you wanted, you know.
Well, they're massive fans of the show, aren't they?
Well, they are. Ubisoft, massive fans of the show. Even though I can't remember any of the names, you know.
You've got me, and Soft.
Go on, Dave.
I was just going to say, like, it'd be quite funny to see, like a modern day Assassin's Creed, I suppose, like. There's like a section in the game where they all have to just stay in because of Corona and stuff like that.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because in the new game, if you jump out of the Animus and you go and check your emails, one of the emails is from the character's brother. And he asks, you know, are you basically self-isolating because of coronavirus? It's like, no, we've just found like a little cabin, me and my friends there, and we're just chilling. but that was the thing. Fans were speculating that Vikings were going to be the next one, and they were begging Ubisoft that, you know, we worked on something to do with Vikings. And I remember the reveal for it. So they had a digital artist do like a live stream, and he was sketching out all these bits and bobs, and there was like updates all the time that just IGN were just constantly putting updates on there, you know, saying, you know, we can see, oh, we've got a shape of somebody. Oh, we can see a background. Oh, we've got some ships. Oh, we've got some land. It's a bit of greenery. We can see mountains. We can see sky. And it's like, well, this isn't telling me anything, you know, what's it going to be? And then they started doing the outline of the character, and you can see like the fur, the axe. And that's when you knew. And then obviously it was announced at the end of that it was Valhalla. Well, it didn't actually have a name at this point. It was just Assassin's Creed. And it just showed you the Viking. And obviously a lot of people were saying it was going to be called Assassin's Creed Ragnarok. But obviously God of War has got that title at the moment, as they're working on a new one, God of War Ragnarok. So this one ended up with Valhalla, which I think actually, if you've finished the game, sums it up quite nicely. Which I've finally finished it, so I'm really happy. I think it's a great ending, and now I'm working my way through the DLC. But yeah, I'm as a fan of, you know, the Assassin's Creed games, I am really looking forward to see where it goes in the future. I think, again, we have got space assassins. Space assassins. It's getting like a Power Rangers montage. Yeah, you know, spacesuits. But
I would definitely play that game.
It'd be so sick.
Go Assassin Rangers. No, I am really looking forward to see where it goes next. I believe that we'll get a new game next year now. So, because it went from doing it every year, and they stop that, give it like a 2-year break between games.
Well, I'm just looking at the release. So it 2007, and then the second one onwards was from 2009 all the way to 2018. It was a game every year. Yep. In fact, 2014, they released two games in the same year.
Yes, the that was thing Rogue and Unity, because Rogue led into Unity. Unity was a massive failure, and then they released Syndicate. And then after Syndicate, it changed from the rooftop stealth type
games.
I've
just told a complete lie. Sorry, in 2015, they had a break for a year and then released another one in 2017. That was Origins.
Yeah.
And then they had a two-year gap. Yeah, so.
Then Odyssey, and then...
So it just shows if they just fucking chill.
Yeah.
Just take a little bit longer to make the game. It'll be
all
right.
You might not end up with so many problems that we had in Unity. But yeah, I think on Assassin's Creed... I've run out of my research that I've got here now, guys.
we've been winging it for the old show.
Yes, you've done very well. Yeah. You've done very well. As the viewers found out from our Sonic episode, we don't really do, you know, we usually research where we do the show.
Well, we had the intention to do the research. But doing it...
We have lives.
Yes. Yeah, the
No, I don't.
I could do all my research at work.
Glenn's had those notes since fucking 2007.
Like, yeah,
waiting.
Legend says he's still waiting to do an episode with us. He's been waiting this whole time.
I'm calling game over there, guys. If you like the show, please hit that like button. Comment and smash that subscribe button. It really does help the show and also helps our egos grow a bit.
If you guys have any games you think we should look at, then leave them in the comments below. We've probably already played them, but we're always happy to play them again.
If you've enjoyed the show, make sure you check us out on our other podcast, The Northern Dreamers. You can find it wherever you find this show, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Deezer. For now, I've been Big Dave.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Glenn. See you next time on the next episode of From Dusty Caches to Broken Discs.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, y'all.
La la la. We should have like a victory fanfare. Da, 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 da,
da, da. See if you can guess what next week's episode is.